Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Glad we get to spend some time together talking about Walt Disney World and one of my favorite things, ice cream. It's Friday. It's the first Friday of summer. So what better thing to talk about than where to get your ice cream on your next Walt Disney World vacation? We, of course, talk about the new Salt and Straw ice cream place coming to Disney Springs here in 2022. But we also talk about those tried and true places that we go to, some of our favorite things to get at these ice cream locations. But more importantly, we talk about where to get ice cream in unexpected locations when you're in a pinch, because we all have to have ice cream on our Disney vacations, right? Am I not the only one? So sit back and enjoy today's show with a peanut buster parfait. Don't forget today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. Thank you for using our Amazon affiliate link. Every purchase does help support the show. Just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge thank you to our patrons. Thank you for allowing us to put out four shows a week here on the feed to the entire world. You make this all possible. And our patrons also get a bonus podcast called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. If you'd like to become a patron, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1922 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hope you had a very productive week and had some fun at work. It's always fun to have fun at work. You know, I try to do that each and every day. I work from home, as Pam probably knows. I have theme days. You know, today, as we're recording, it's Mizzou Day in the office. I sent out the memo late last night, so I don't know if the whole staff got it. I got to go check upstairs, but hey, I got it, so we are good. So have fun where you work, and it makes your Fridays even more awesome, and get ready for a great weekend. So today, I told you this on Wednesday, we have a tradition in my household, speaking of theme days, on Fridays. Not only do we always get, this is the one day that I get my sit-down Mexican dinner. That's what I look forward to all week. It's like, you know, I'm like a six-year-old. Mike, if you work hard all week, you can get Mexican on Friday night after work. Okay, so I work hard all week, but Friday nights, we also get ice cream. It could be Dairy Queen, could be Silky's, could be Andy's, could be any place around here. But today, we're talking about the ice cream of ice creams. We're talking about ice cream at Walt Disney World. I mean, you're at the best place on the planet, and you're eating one of the, you know, gifts from God. It's ice cream of all sorts. So we're talking about that today. We're kicking off the weekend the right way. I mean, this is how you get into the weekend. If you're cutting the grass right now or running, I am so sorry. But you know what? That's why you run. So you can slam four scoops of ice cream as soon as you get done. That's what I'm telling you. That's why you runners, you know it's true. You're not out there because it looks cool to be out there running. We all picture ourselves looking like, you know, some fast runner, and actually we're struggling. We all struggle, but hey, we're going to have ice cream later. Anyway, joining me today, we have Ricky from themouseforless.com. Ricky, how's the ice cream scene down in Georgia? How do you rate that compared to St. Louis?
Well, in St. Louis, I do love myself some custard, and
yep,
they're
that's
not,
what we get here, yeah.
they're not real, like, I can get custard here now because there are big chains that are here. So you have a Culver's and we have a Freddy's. And so if I want custard, I'm going to those places because that's like where I can get custard. There are a few ice cream places here. There's a big one called Brewster's, which is okay to me. I would much rather go get custard. There's a few places, some places do like the rolled ice cream. I haven't had that yet.
It's overrated, like Dippin' Dots. Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Which we've discussed. Dippin' Dots are overrated. So I don't know. The ice cream here is okay. I miss St. Louis ice cream though. I do very much miss like St. Louis ice cream, but at least I can get custard here now. So I'm all good.
Right. I forgot that mostly what we call ice cream and like, at least where we grew up is custard, like Fritz's frozen custard.
Yes, know, that's exactly. Our so Freddy's that's what I equate as ice cream. Yeah. So, same. It's, but here it's actually ice cream and yeah, I don't, it's mostly Brewster's, and I don't usually go there for ice cream. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll see that we're hitting that demographic down in the South. All right. And also, yes. Now we're headed to Pennsylvania. We have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less. How would you rate your ice cream scene in Pittsburgh?
So we have some good ice cream flavors, really and truly. We have, in my local area, we have something called Churn, which is a location where they have some really unique flavors and lots of flavors with add-ins. They are a place that like sort of posts their menu online each day and it sort of get updated. I like that. I like places like that. We have some great ice cream places down in downtown Pittsburgh in the Strip. And in Oakland, near where the colleges are and things like that. So we have a good ice cream scene here. Hannah and Steve love ice cream. We have a Brewster's here too. They like that as well. Because they actually, when you get cookie dough, there's a lot of cookie dough in it.
Okay. So I don't think I've had Brewster's cookie dough, so I may go get that.
You're speaking my love language. Yes, I love some cookie dough and ice cream.
All right. Maybe what I go do tonight. I'm just
they
saying.
Also have they usually have a coconut flavor or two, which is, you know, so we like this too. But yeah, we have an ice cream scene here for sure.
Sounds good. And Dan in the live chat, he says, rolled ice cream is nothing like Dippin' Dots. I didn't know. They're totally two different things. I'm just saying.
For sure.
Both overrated. Yeah, just give me some custard in a cup with some stuff in it. Oh, a concrete. Anyway, forget that. We're talking about, you know, this isn't a show about St. Louis. You know, Fritz's Frozen Custard. It's not brought to you by them, even though they did start it and they went to my church, which is popular here. But and it was an A&W back in the day that I used to ride my bike to all the time. Anyway, let's talk about, that's Mike in the Midwest right there, guys. You want to know what Mike in the Midwest is? That's Mike
runs that's bike Mike in the A&W, turned into
Fritz's. I mean, that is exactly, I could talk for 30 minutes and that's a show. But today we're talking Walt Disney World ice creams, and we got all kinds of different varieties of ice cream down there. But you know what? I don't think we have anywhere, now that you say that, is there anywhere that serves frozen custard at Walt Disney World? I don't think there is. Nowhere.
Mm-mm.
Dude, that is an opportunity missed. I'm going to start a frozen custard place at Disney Springs.
Yeah. I mean, but the problem is that so many people don't, like you said, you know, they don't think custard is different than ice cream, but it totally is.
Oh, it's so much better. It's smooth.
It's so much better. Oh. Yeah.
It's like sleeping on silk sheets, even though I've never slept on silk sheets. But I can imagine that's probably what it's like compared to ice cream. You know, Kmart sheets and then silk sheets. That's the difference between ice cream and frozen custard, I'm guessing. I don't know. Anyway, so let's talk about, okay, let's just give our favorite place. Like if you could go right now, it's Friday. Tonight, we get to go eat ice cream at one place at Walt Disney World. Doesn't have to be the best ice cream. Overall experience. Pam, where are you getting your ice cream? You get one shot tonight. Where are you going?
So I'm going to go to France and L'Artisan de Glace and have that because they put your ice cream in a brioche bun and heat it all up and put some kind of topping on it. And I don't know that it gets much better than that, really and truly. Like the raspberry topping is really good. You know, there's some good stuff there for sure. And I like it. I like it out of the... You know, it's out of the ordinary. It just really, really is. It's something you don't get everywhere. And I love that. I really do. So,
you know, I'm glad you took that one because I can't say that name. I just call it La 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 La. Say it's the ice cream place in France because I can't even get close to saying that. But it is a great place. And the thing is it still a hidden secret? You know, I think all of us listening to the podcast know that's the place to go in France to get ice cream. But do you think the regular guest, Ricky, what do you say? I mean, do you think the regular guest knows there's an ice cream place back there? Because, like, it took me a long time to go back into the World Showcase pavilions, like, that far back.
You know, I honestly don't know that a lot of people know that a bunch of that stuff is back in the France pavilion. You know, there is the bakery back there, too, which I don't think a lot of people really explore that section of France. So you're right. I think that a lot of people miss the fact that there is an ice cream parlor back there, which it's a really good one. I've been back there for ice cream before and it's delicious. So they have a really good pumpkin ice cream during the fall, as well as they had a really good, it was an apple cinnamon type ice cream as well. So yeah, I would definitely suggest La Artisans de Glaces.
No, see, now you're showing off because I can't say.
See, I know, right? Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing, though. So Pam mentioned, like, she likes the place in Pittsburgh that has, because you kind of, when you talk about that, Pam, it reminds me of a place we have near us called Crumble Cookies. Like, they make.
Yes!
Yeah, cookies.
Crumble is my favorite place to go.
Dude, it's less than a mile from my house. Again, dangerous, right? It's
too. It is so far from my house.
Pam gets them all the time. And dude, they stick around because you can't, they're too big to eat. Like, you got to cut them into like little corners and stuff. Anyway, like, they have a different variety every week. Like, they'd come up with like five flavors of the week. Is the place in France, I'm going to try to pronounce it, do they switch their flavors quite often, or are they a constant menu? Because I don't go there that often.
No, they do switch their flavors because sometimes they'll have certain things. I don't know if they switch them all the time, but I know at different times, like, there's been something in particular that I really want to get and it's not on the menu. And like Ricky mentioned, you know, at different times, especially they'll have a seasonal flavor, right? Because I know I feel like there's like a peppermint sometimes at the holidays, there's a pumpkin, like Ricky mentioned. I think in the summers they have different ones too. So it's worth it. And they have not only like a raspberry sort of topping, but also a chocolate topping, and different things go better with depending on the ice cream, you know, choice that you make. So
good. What about you, Ricky? You get to go one place to have ice cream tonight. Tough call. Where are you going?
It is a tough call. I think I am going to go with an oldie but a goodie. I'm going to go with Beaches and Cream. Oh, I mean, yes. I know. I'm sorry. How can you skip Beaches and Cream? It's so good. They have the famous No Way Jose, which is definitely one of my favorite treats to get, which is, of course, chocolate and peanut butter and all kinds of deliciousness and chocolate.
Like chocolate chips and vanilla ice cream in there. Yeah, I mean, it's so good. Oh,
yes. So it's amazing. It's delicious. And I am 100% in on that. Plus, they have like ginormous bowls for you to eat, which may or may not have gone home with me in a purse. I'm just saying. So, you know,
did you just steal a bowl? I'm like, did you say that out loud?
I realized how that sounded. The bowl. Not the bowl. Disney security will be calling.
And how do you bring home ice cream? For real? Like, how do you bring home?
Just like that, Ricky got banned.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Were you on Living with the Land this week?
Right? No, not me. I promise. Not me. So, yeah. But they have so many great options at Beaches and Cream I'm going with Beaches and Cream.
And old, like, fountain, like, favorites, too. Like, banana splits.
Right.
And then, like, they have, like, a strawberry shortcake. And just, like, a brownie with ice cream on it. But you know what? There's something about heating up that brownie and putting ice cream on it, you know, that really sort of make it so much more appealing.
I think that's it too about ice cream parlors and places. It's not just about the ice cream. For me, it's about, we have a place in St. Louis called Happy Joe's. It's a pizza place with like a little corner ice cream, little place inside of it. And it just feels like a little old, you know, experience to go get your ice cream. It's an average ice cream, but it's the whole experience. And that's why I like my place, which still isn't open, which I'm going to say that again. It still isn't open. Still not open. You know how these things have been working lately. The Plaza Ice Cream Parlor on Main Street, USA. You know, there's just something about the Plaza. It has a very compact, limited menu. It's pretty simple stuff. The All-American Sundae. Basically, it's kind of like the same ingredients that Ricky was talking about in the No Way Jose. It's peanut butter. It's ice cream. It's chocolate drizzle with some peanut butter chips, some chocolate chips. But the thing is, it's the whole, and you know, you can get like little brownie sundaes. Kids can get little, you know, things that look like Mickey Mouse with Oreo ears and stuff. There's probably only 6-8 things on the menu. It's not a lot, which makes it quick to get in and out. But it's a cute little place. It's right there on the corner of Main Street, USA. And on top of that, when you walk out with your ice cream, you are on Main Street, USA. So you can sit on a bench, on a curb. You can go into the hub. And I mean, you're eating ice cream, looking at Cinderella Castle with background music playing of all the movies you grew up with. I mean, there's just really nothing better. And the prices are pretty good. You know, I always, always would leave, when I leave the Magic Kingdom, I always leave with an All-American Sundae in my hand. Now, I can't do that right now. So what I want to do in the next kind of round is give places that maybe people don't know serve ice cream. You know, say you're looking for ice cream in a pinch, and this is what I've had to do the last couple times at the Magic Kingdom. I've had to go to Anti-Gravity's back in Tomorrowland. Now, they don't have a lot of ice cream, but they do have a chocolate sundae. No, I mean, you know what? I mean, Pam mentioned this on Wednesday. We take what we can get these days. You know, it's not perfect, but I mean, I was at the Magic Kingdom eating a chocolate sundae. Boo-hoo, Mike. You didn't get your All-American sundae. Life's rough, right? No, it was fine. It was actually really good. I think I had a brownie in the bottom of it, too. So life was good. So In a pinch, I went back to Anti-Gravity's, kind of right under the people mover there. Good stuff. Sat there, and I breathed the fumes from the Tomorrowland Speedway, and all was good. So that was my in-a-pinch ice cream place. People might know. You probably know about it. You probably don't think about it that much. So, Ricky, what about you? Where's some place that, serves ice cream maybe we don't always consider?
I am going to go with Tamu Tamu Refreshments, which is at Disney's Animal Kingdom. That's kind of one of the biggest things that I think is really missing from Animal Kingdom is a really good ice cream place. And I don't know why, because it's so ungodly hot there. But Tamu Tamu does have some choices in ice cream. They don't have like a lot of choices. And they mostly have Dole Whip, which is really good. But they do have a warm brownie sundae. They also have an ice cream cookie sandwich. So they do kind of vary their ice cream, though. So it's not always going to be the same thing, but that's kind of what's there right now. So Tamu Tamu is certainly something that you should consider when walking around Animal Kingdom, and you really need some sort of sweet treat. That's ice cream. So
where is Tamu Tamu? Because I always get the names of places mixed up at Animal Kingdom. So just
it is
help
in
out here.
The Africa section on the way when you're walking towards Kilimanjaro Safaris.
On the right?
If you're, like, yeah, on the right-hand side.
So it's kind of across from Tusker House. Or kind of Caddy Corner from Tusker House then.
Yes, yes.
Or Kitty Corner, whatever it's called.
Yes.
Some people call it Caddy Corner, Kitty Corner. Whatever, it's kind of diagonal.
Yes.
Okay. Because yes. I want to try these places out, man. I'm all about ice cream. This summer is going to be
yes.
on. So I want to try out the places I don't always go to. I've never been there and had ice cream. So, and Lord knows, at Animal Kingdom, you need ice cream. It's so hot there.
So hot.
Did you see the day we're recording? That we're recording today? The heat index was 108 at Walt Disney World.
Ouch.
I hope you're just slamming ice creams and waters, one in each hand. Anyway. All right, Pam, what about you? Where's kind of a hidden place to get ice cream you like?
So we all walk past this so many times. Sometimes it's not open. Sometimes you just don't think about it. But Hollywood Scoops there in Hollywood Studios. It's actually down. You're going to be heading towards Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror is going to be right in front of you. And to the left is Hollywood Scoops. And it's also on the way to Rock and Roller Coaster. But it's sort of in that area where there's a couple different quick service locations, right? And it sort of just sort of blends into that. There's not specifically a seating area for that, but there's seating all around it. And the reason you may want to stop here is because they have, first of all, hand-scooped ice cream in a few different flavors there. But they also have something like the brownie sundae, an ice cream sundae, which is really just sort of an old-fashioned sundae, right? And they have the chocolate peanut butter explosion shake.
Ooh.
Ricky, this sounds like it's right up
right?
your alley.
Exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, lots of good stuff there. But stop there. They also have things like orange sherbet, which I don't think that a ton of places have
no.
that, right? That just seems like, I don't know, old-fashioned-y, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't it? I mean, with that. But they have some different, you know, not a ton of ice cream flavors, but they have some, and you're going to be there anyways because you're walking to Tower Terror, Rock and Roll Coaster. So
right.
check that one out.
Okay, so here we got it. We got to settle this right now, real quick, because we're having this conversation in live chat as we record the show. People are talking about Dole Whip. Lisa's talking about Dole Whip. Somebody else was talking about Dole Whip earlier. Is Dole Whip's not? Is it? I guess it is ice cream because right, it's soft serve. But to me, if I want ice cream, I'm not thinking Dole Whip.
It's not ice cream.
But it's soft serve. Is not soft serve like it's considered soft serve ice cream? I don't know.
Right. When you do, especially when you have it with the twist, it's vanilla and the Dole Whip. And I think, a lot of people get it with the twist. So I would say like anything that sort of is frozen and cold and you sort of squirt out of the soft serve machine and it's served as such. Sort of gets counted as ice cream, right?
So. Yeah, I mean, it is a, so according to Wikipedia, which always is great to go to, Dole Whip is a soft serve dairy-free frozen dessert.
Oh, Dole Whip so itself dairy-free. Is dairy-free, yes. But okay. Most of the twists are not. And so if we're going to eliminate it at, it has to be like dairy-free, then where do we fall on dairy-free ice cream? Is that not true. Ice cream because it's dairy, you know? Not dairy, whatever. I think for most people, it's sort of the experience of it than actually whether or not it's technically ice cream.
So. I consider like for the Dole Whip, it's more of I'm in the mood for something that would be akin to like a popsicle, you know, because that citrusy kind of flavor,
yeah, right,
as opposed to if I want ice cream, I want that dairy. You know, that's right. That's me, right? Yeah. That's why I like custard. It's thick. You know, like it's
definitely thick, all right. Yeah, exactly. And that's got eggs in it, so that's
right. The ice cream on Main Street. Okay, some other place. So first of all, I want to go through this, and then we're just going to go through and name some places that serve ice cream, just to put them on your radar, so maybe you'll think about that kind of in a speed round. But the reason we brought this show up, not only is it the first Friday of summer, 2021, get your ice cream tonight wherever you live, is that there's a new ice cream place. We had the new place open in the Boardwalk just about a month ago now. Thank you. Not Apple Hills, but I'm thankful for what I get. It's kind of the theme of the last couple of shows. We're thankful for what we get. But we have a new place going to Disney Springs called the Salt and Straw. And apparently they have some wild combinations when it comes to ice cream choices there. So, Ricky, I know you were looking this up. Salt and Straw, what do we know about this new ice cream location coming to, I believe it's on the west side, right? Is it going to be where Ample Hills was going to be? That's what I'm guessing, right?
Haven't officially shared, it's or probably at least not that as of this recording,
I'm guessing.
It's going. They did say it's going to Disney Springs. If I had to guess, I would assume it's going probably where Ample Hills was supposed to go, because they were already going to be building an ice cream parlor there anyway. So basically, Salt and Straw is coming to Disney Springs, though, in 2022, it looks like. It's a family-run ice cream company, and they are known for their imaginative ice cream flavors, and they use local, organic, and sustainable ingredients. They also offer seasonal flavors, and they partner with local farmers and artisans, which is kind of cool, too.
This is the fanciest ice cream. I've even had it, but I mean, just you saying that was like, what is this, like... It sounds super fancy. Like my ice cream, just, you know, give me a cow, you know, you know, make it cold and let's put some chocolate on it. You know, that's about it.
Yes. So they offer traditional flavors like chocolate, gooey brownie, and double fold vanilla, but they offer unique flavors too, like strawberry, honey, balsamic with black pepper. So, I mean, they definitely offer some unique options. And Mike, we talked about where does the name come from? So, because we had this discussion, and it's because it takes a bucket of ice, some rock salt, and elbow grease. So, salt lowers the freezing point of water to make it freeze cream. And then when the ice cream is all done and it's packed in layers of insulated hay or straw to harden in a cool place. Mm. So, that's where they ended up doing it when they created their ice cream. So, that's why it is salt and straw.
And shout out to Rob in our live chat. He has a Salt and Straw across the street from his job where he is at right now. He says, thank you. I'll be at Salt and Straw in 90 seconds.
I'm so jealous. I want to try it so bad.
So let me, you probably haven't, Ricky, because you are slightly younger than Pam and I. At my great-grandparents, Pam, we made homemade ice cream. Like, we had this bucket. It was like a wooden bucket, and it had the thing you had to crank and put the salt in. I mean, have you made ice cream? We did.
Yeah, for sure. And another thing, like, I remember when Han was little, we actually ordered, there was this thing you could order from L.L. Bean. It was a round thing. You had to put the salt into it and then did it. And you kind of, it was a ball that you kind of rolled around. So that was supposed to be like the fun part of it too. But I did it when I was younger, and we did it with Hannah when she was younger too. So
now you have been to Salt and Straw though, right?
I have,
so
yes.
What do you
I
think?
Have.
Give people a little preview of what might come to Disney Springs.
So it has some really unique flavors. And I think the advice I'll give people when you're there is try it. If it sounds slightly appealing, then just go ahead and try it. Just like when you're in Universal, there's some flavors in Florian Fortescue's ice cream place, which is their ice cream place in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, that has some unique flavors. Mm-hmm. And people at first weren't really sure about them, but I think they try them and they really like them. So here's some of the ones that I think are really interesting. Pear and blue cheese. Now, this is a combination.
You're killing me. You're ruining my ice cream.
Right?
You're hurting my relationship with ice cream when you say these things.
But think about it. Pear and blue cheese are something that those things are paired together in a lot of different ways. Like in salads frequently, or if you're on a cheese board, you know, the pear and the blue cheese. But there's something about it, and I think you should try it. This is one that probably a lot more people will be open to trying. Cold brew coffee and cashew praline. I mean, those sound good together, right? That's going to go together really well. But I think the thing that you just have to do is sort of suspend your what you think about in terms of it. You know, before, you can find sea salt like on everything now, right? Yeah. Chocolate, caramel, ice cream, everything like that. But before
Wendy's
that
fries.
Was sort of the mainstay yes. of it, right? People were like, what do you mean you're putting salt on fill in the blank, right? So just suspend your ideas about what ice cream should be and try something different. I think that there's a lot of room to experiment there. And the thing, everything that we tried was really good. So
are they known for like big cones, like waffle type cones? Do they have the thing I liked about Ample Hills? No kidding. And I know I was an advocate for it and they had great ice cream. But the thing I enjoyed the most was that they had that flight. And it was affordable.
Yeah, that was
you
a good thing.
You get like six scoops of ice cream for like $10. And the thing was, that was a great way to sample things that I wasn't sure about because they had weird names. Like, you know, she sells seashells down by the seashore. Like, what's that taste like? That doesn't tell me what it tastes like, you know, like, but you would try it. So are they, I would imagine they have something like that being so eccentric in their flavors, right? Where you could sample things maybe.
I do not remember there being a sampler. I really don't. I just remember there being scoops, but you could get them in a waffle cone or you could put them in. They also had, you know, pints that you could take away. I can see Mike grabbing a pint and taking it back to his room. Yep.
Right.
Just need a spoon. Also needs a spoon. That's right.
Right. Walking on the way home to do it. So, yeah, but I do not remember there being a sampler at all.
Okay. We'll see. I mean, because the thing is, who knows? Because, you know, it's Disney Springs. This is a very touristy area. Maybe it'll be a little bit different. Who knows? But I'm excited for that. You know, more, you have it in your area, Pam, so you're lucky. But, like, I've never heard of that. And I love trying places that I've never had in my local area. So I'd even go to Brewster's. I never heard of that. So I'll have to go to your places. You guys both have those.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so places to get solid ice cream that you're not thinking of. I'm throwing out my first one, which is not open right now. Well, I don't know if it is. Well, I know 50s Primetime is, but the peanut butter and jelly milkshake, I say it a lot, but that is, that is the highlight of ice cream at Walt Disney. That's even better than the All-American Sundae. It is just like, it's like, you know, drinking nectar of the gods through the straw. It is so good. When it's hot, I mean, I used to make Paige or Mallory, whoever, you know, we were waiting for the fireworks at the studios on a hot summer night. I'd just be like, you know what? You have charging privileges on your Magic Band. Go get your dad a milkshake at Tune In Lounge and then come back and I'll hold our spot. They were so good. So if you get an opportunity to ever get one of those, that's kind of a place you don't think of getting ice cream, but that's some of the best ice cream you get in the form of a shake. So what about you, Pam? Like, let's just rapid fire some places to get ice cream.
So I think one of the things that a lot of people don't think about, but is available is a lot of the resorts that have food courts also have like a gelato area. Right. I know. So like Pop Century did. And I think that some of the other moderates do too. I want to say Port Orleans one, if not both of them have that. But so make sure that you check out where, you know, what your resort actually has, because their gelato is good. It really is. It's tasty. And it's just, it's something fun to do back at the resort. After you come back home, I think that it's really cool to still have those restaurants and food courts open so you can grab a snack, be it ice cream or something else, and take it back to your room. It's a great way to end the day.
And speaking of resorts, you can always, a lot of times, go to the, even if like the because sometimes we get back late and the ice cream place is closed at the food court. If you go to the store, typically they'll have that freezer chest where at least you can get like a Mickey bar or a Mickey ice cream sandwich. Cause I'm jonesing. Like if I miss the opportunity to get, I got to have ice cream at the end of the day when I'm at Walt Disney World. I'll be like, oh, didn't have it. So I'll go in and, you know, that's like your last minute chance to go get some out of the, the ice, you know, like a Coronado. It wasn't the Little Rick's to go wasn't open. And I'm like, oh, they had all those cupcakes there earlier and I can't even get my sweet on. So I went to Panchito's there and got my Mickey ice cream sandwich and crisis averted. All right, Ricky, what do you got?
Well, I have one of the newest places to get ice cream, and that is Gelateria Toscana, and that is at the Italy Pavilion in Epcot. It just opened about a month or so ago, and let me tell you, they have some amazing, amazing ice cream here. A lot of people get just a cup of ice cream. It's actually gelato, so, you know, differences. Kind of like the difference between, you know, custard and ice cream. But it's they have regular flavors like chocolate, vanilla, pistachio, cookies and cream, strawberry, tiramisu. They have sorbetti as well. So if you want, like, lemon or raspberry or mixed berry, you can do that. But the thing, and the getting just a cup or a cone is the most popular thing that people do. But the thing that I am going to suggest that you do, and is so, so good, is they have these sundaes that you can get. And there's one that is the Fior di Latte, which is chocolate, cookies, and cream gelati, chocolate sauce, whipped cream, and amaretta cookies, which is, oh my gosh, that one is good. So, so good. There's also the Coppa Amistica. I'm going to butcher all these and I'm so sorry. It's a fleur de latte, cookies and cream, and strawberry gelati with whipped cream. Again, really good. But my favorite was the Coppa Delizia, which is strawberry and cookies and cream gelati with strawberry sauce and whipped cream. It was such a great mix of like fruit flavors and chocolate flavors. And you know, strawberry and chocolate go together so, so well. So that was honestly my favorite thing that I had while I was there, I think. So I'm absolutely going to suggest that you make a stop at Gelateria Toscana and don't just get their regular little scoop of ice cream, but get one of their sundaes. They are so good.
Okay, two more places I'm going to throw out in this round that you can get ice cream if you need it. Of course, and this place has stood the test of time. Ghirardelli's at Disney Springs.
Yes.
I mean, it's a nut house there. Like,
so busy.
It has been a nut house since it was downtown Disney. I mean, it is, and it's good. I mean, it's.
And maybe the salt and straw will help.
I think so.
Because
I think
so.
Because
that's the only ice cream.
Yeah, right, right.
I think
you need a little
that's
balance
at Disney Springs. Yeah, so it may balance things out a little bit better.
And that's why I'm hoping that the salt and straw opens up on the west side, because that way you don't have to hoof it all the way across to the marketplace to get some ice cream. I think that'll help. Also, I was going to mention in the Magic Kingdom again. You know, Magic Kingdom, you should have ice cream, right? It's the Magic Kingdom, people. There's that little place in Fantasyland. I had an ice cream.
Oh, that's what I was going to go with.
Okay, what is it? Friar Nooks? No, is that
it's
the place where you get
Potts.
The tots. Mrs. Potts. Yep. Yeah. And I had a nice little sundae there, and it was a cute little sundae. You know, it was ice cream and hot fudge. It wasn't nothing special, but I mean, I was sitting there.
They don't do like super fan like. I mean, it's just okay. You know, it's not like really fancy ice cream. It's just basic stuff.
Yeah, but I remember I was in the Magic Kingdom. It was just Mallory and I because Pam had gone home at that point. And we sat there at a table across from the carousel and it was dark. You know, it was like twilight. You know, it was getting dark. We're eating ice cream, sitting there with my daughter looking at the carousel all lit up at the Magic. I mean, it's perfect.
And I forgot it got renamed. It's Storybook Treats now.
Storybook Treats. Okay, I don't care. It's the place back at Fantasyland across from
Central Park. It got renamed. It is it's Storybook Treats. But they do have, I think, and they often have times have a
they
have
like
specialty.
Like a Peter Pan thing at one point.
Peter
like
Pan thing, which again is a Dole Whip. So, but yeah, I think it's like lime flavored Dole Whip or something like that. So,
and they also had one time a purple one. I think it was during Flower and Garden. I mean, because Flower and Garden even hit the Magic Kingdom, but it was like a purpley flowery thing. I remember.
I think that was the one that was themed after Tangled. I think.
That was it. Yep, because Elizabeth got that. And I was like, that's pretty, but just give me some vanilla with chocolate on it. I don't need to mess around. I'm not worried about the pretty. All right, Pam, what else, some other places you might grab ice cream you're not thinking of?
So I'm going back to Aloha Isle because we had this discussion before, but there's something that people want to try there. It's actually really cool. It's called the Kakamora Float. And this actually is coconut soft serve. So I'm not going to make the call on whether or not Dole Whip is ice cream or not. But in the description here, it says that the coconut is soft serve.
There
you go. Okay. That's what Disney says, right? but it's served on top of pineapple juice and it has blue curacao syrup and it has that cake pop. But this is, first of all, this is a visually really appealing, you know, item, right? We've all seen it on Instagram and Facebook, the pictures of it. But it actually is really tasty. And in addition, this location, in addition to selling the pineapple options, also has the coconut Dole Whip available to have just in the cup itself. So check that out. They also have a raspberry swirl float. So they serve more than just the Dole Whip, which I think is important because people sort of have very strong opinions about Dole Whip, right?
Yes.
You either love it and can't get enough of it, or you're kind of like, eh, not my thing, right? Mm-hmm. So stop by there and get that. If you're interested, you know, you don't have to be interested in the Dole Whip to get that as well. The other thing I'm going to say is there is usually a location in each park where they offer a funnel cake that they'll put a slab of ice cream on or top it with ice cream. And I know this is an ice cream show, but I'm thinking like, you know, funnel cake, ice cream together, right? Now you're going to need a big group of folks to eat this, I think. Because otherwise, it's totally going to sit in your stomach. Right?
Or Mike and Scott. That's it, basically. We could destroy stuff like that. Yeah.
But the one in Epcot in particular, their ice cream flavoring that they'll put on top of the funnel cake for you does that rotates, right? And it's seasonal. Like in the fall, they'll have pumpkin. And in the winter, they'll have other things. So that's another location that you're going to want to check out if you're looking for ice cream.
Okay, so I'm sitting here thinking, is there an ice cream location in Future World right now? No. Like, say I need ice cream in Future World. Then, I mean, I could go back to France. No. Is France the only place in Epcot you can get ice cream?
No, they do Gelateria.
The Gelateria in Italy. Yes. Is that right. It? That's the only two places in the entire Epcot right now? Is there no ice cream in Sunshine? There's no ice cream in Sunshine Season.
Like,
right? I'm trying to think.
You have Kakagori, but that's not ice cream.
That's a cold treat. Yeah, that's a cold treat.
I think that's it. Yeah.
That's crazy. It seems like there should be more options. Yeah. Of course, you could walk right out the International Gateway and go to the boardwalk.
Well, that's
and get
true.
Ice cream.
You got the boardwalk ice cream parlor right there now. And then you got Peaches and Cream, which also does have a walk up window. Well, it did. I mean, I don't know that
anymore.
It does right now.
I don't think it does. I think they closed it up.
They did close
pre-COVID.
With the pre-COVID?
Yeah, pre-COVID they closed it, I thought.
No, it was open at first when they reopened, and then they ended up having to close it.
Beaches and Cream was only open for a short period of time after that refurb, so I'm not
the
entirely
window,
sure.
Yeah.
It's so loud in there.
There is one more ice cream place at Animal Kingdom, though, that I forgot about, and then I remembered that I have eaten here before. It is at Dino Bites Snacks. So it is over in the Dinoland USA area. And it's like, it's kind of hidden, which is why I really forget that it exists. Because it's next to Restaurantosaurus, but it's this little walk-up window. And I feel like there's something kind of in front of it in a weird way to kind of hide, it kind of hides itself from people. But they do offer some unique snacks. So they have like ice cream cookie sandwiches, which I know, Mike, you love the ice cream cookie sandwiches that you can get, which, of course, Sleepy Hollow.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Do they have the ice cream cookie sandwiches right now?
I think they have the ice cream cookie sandwiches. But, you know, a couple years ago, they had the one that were made with churros.
Yes, they did.
Greatest and worst invention of all time.
Correct.
Because, like, they tasted so good, but they melted in, like, 7 seconds. You're just like soup.
Yes, that was a terrible idea. But good in theory, bad in execution.
Yeah, totally. They're like, yo, churros with ice cream sandwich. Yeah, great. Okay, yeah, it's July. No. Yeah, good try.
So they also have cones here, scoops here, as well as a hot fudge sundae. They have floats. And then I know during the holiday season, this is what I had. They had specialty ice cream, and it was like a gingerbread cookie, I think. And it was so good. And it had... or maybe it was pumpkin. It was ginger. It was one of those flavors right there. And then it was smushed with ice cream in the middle. And it was just this gigantic cookie, delicious treat that if you had, and I think they have like specialty things all the time. So you might want to check them out. But it's, like I said, it's this little bitty, seriously, it's a two window walk up window thing. And it's really kind of hidden. So Dino Bite Snacks is definitely one you want to look for.
And make sure you ask for the proprietor of Dino Bite Snacks, JJ, right?
Stop. I got that joke. I really did. And
because it's Dino Bite.
No, stop. You're such a dork. Oh my gosh.
Sorry, still dad Father's Day week. I can still go with the dad jokes. That's allowed here. You know, that's the thing. Okay, so I can't really think of any other places really to consider. You know, I was going to say Sleepy Hollow. That's always a solid choice, man. It's kind of an obvious one. Pam, anything else real quick that you can think of? And we'll just close out and everybody head down to Dairy Queen tonight.
Yeah.
I know, we got to contact them about sponsorship of some sort, right? I'm just going to say that there's a good location at Typhoon Lagoon. I'm assuming there's also one at Blizzard Beach. Right. I haven't been at Blizzard Beach nearly as often as I have Typhoon Lagoon. I think we just sort of like the theming at Typhoon a little better. But it's called Happy Landings Ice Cream there at Typhoon Lagoon. But the cool thing about it is they serve ice cream in a pail. Like,
yes.
You get a kid's pail full of ice cream. So check that one out. It's sort of a unique offering there at Walt Disney World for sure.
And real quick feedback from the live chat as we're recording. Caroline is at Beaches and Cream right now listening to the show live as we record. Oh, you're killing me. And let's see. Teresa Clark says the candy corn soft serve that they had at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party was surprisingly good. I am anti-candy corn. I think it's the grossest thing of all time.
It's awful.
So I probably wouldn't try that. But, there are some people that are wrong that enjoy it. And, if you do, you probably enjoy that ice cream. Just kidding. Just kidding. And Tammy also says she asked about a PB&J milkshake to go from 50s 2 weeks ago. They said no can do. Fun haters. Come on. The world needs some happiness. Throw it in a cup. Let's go.
Right?
Let's
I know,
go.
Right? Oh, it's another revenue stream for them. They could just have a PB&J milkshake walk-up counter.
Yes.
And it would be busy all.
Serve it out of Gertie, right? Gertie could be the PB&J. Yes. Oh, my
Gertie
gosh.
Gertie is an ice cream parlor.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Open. Just open that
milkshakes.
You put a lot of blenders in the back.
Yes.
And get them going.
Right.
That's a great idea. Disney, hello. We're giving you good ideas here.
I'm saying, forget the boarding group for Rise of Resistance. Gertie with PB&J milkshakes. That's the thing. Give the people what they want.
Disney. I mean, for I would totally be in on this. Come anyway, on, Disney, let's go. We can make this happen.
Again, solving the world's problems one podcast at a time. That's what we do.
Exactly.
All right, well,
or at least Disney's.
We try.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, not really the world. Ice cream. Anyway. Hopefully you are ready to go down to your local Dairy Queen or whatever your Tasty Freeze, whatever you have in your town. Hey, you work hard all week. Have some fun with the family. Or if you're by yourself, just go get some ice cream. Grab a cone. If you're going to Dairy Queen, Peanut Buster Parfait. Never disappoints. Just saying. Good stuff. All right, we're going to get out of here. Of course, we'll be back in on Monday with a great trip report as we do. But don't forget, as always, these shows brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. They'll give you some great tools to plan your trip. You get a personal travel advisor to help you with all the ins and outs of planning these trips, because a lot of things have changed if you haven't been there over the last 18 months. And the greatest news is ice cream's not free, but you know what? The services of your travel agent over at the Magic for Less are. Think about that. For less than a Peanut Buster Parfait, you're going to get professional travel advice throughout your entire trip, and you're going to get the best deal, because that's what they do. They hustle, get you those discounts where they're available. Disney Cruise Line, Walt Disney World, Disneyland's open to the world. Well, at least everybody in the United States at this point. Adventures by Disney, going cool places. We can help you with all that. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons. If I could, I'd buy y'all an ice cream tonight. We'd all go out and hang out at Dairy Queen and have peanut butter parfaits. But until we can do that, thank you for your support. Our patrons get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. And it's a fun little show. And, I think I'm going to have to talk about Fritz's on the next show. That's what I have to do.
That's a good call. Yeah.
Or at least St. Louis ice cream joints. Doozles. Yeah. It used to be Burgeon's. Maybe we'll have to talk. Yeah, well, definitely. Because my grandma used to work there. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for doing my job, Ricky. That was great.
You're welcome.
Awesome. And also, if you want to become a patron, just visit patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. We're on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestPod, at BRGuestMike. Subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube. Just look for the Be Our Guest podcast. And of course, every Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, we open up the phone lines. even though Daisy doesn't like the call-in shows. I don't care. We open up the phone lines and take your calls, Scott and I. So join us this Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, Facebook and YouTube. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Enjoy that. You know, go to your family and be like, I just listened to this podcast for the last 47 minutes. And all they talked about was ice cream. I got to have ice cream. Mike yep. says, I got to have ice cream. Pam and Ricky, they second and third the choice. So go get your ice cream and have a great weekend. And until we get back together again, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike saying have a great weekend. Enjoy that ice cream. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.